奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天星期五晚上，我们要进入安息，感谢神带领大家又平安过一个礼拜。
And tonight we have entered into rest, and we thank God for protecting us throughout the week.
那我们今天晚上呢，要用神看顾他的真教会，昼夜看顾真教会来做题目来查考。
And tonight we would like to share on the topic God keeps His true church day and night as mutual encouragement.
这是要根据以赛亚书第二十七章来查考里面的信息。
And I have gotten this topic in Isaiah chapter 27.
我们在读以赛亚书的时候，当我们读过了二十三章啊，就是另外一个阶段啊，从二十四章以后，就是到二十七章，这是另外一个段落。
And when we read Isaiah, from chapters 1 through 23, it's one section, and from 24 to 27, it's another.
所以以赛亚书13章开始到23章都在论列邦的预言。
And from chapters 13 to 23, they're talking about the prophecy of the foreign nation.
到第24章的时候，他这个信息呢，转变就不太一样了。
And from 24 on, the message switched.
但第24章呢？他很明显的在讲神的大审判。
And from 24, it's very clear that he's talking about the judgment of God.
全地都犯罪啊，在神眼中啊，都成为污秽的，地也被污秽了，所以神要施行大审判。
And the land has sinned against God, so he must exercise his judgment.
啊，所以那个第二十四章的第四节啊，第三节。
In verse 3 of chapter 24.
他说：“地必全然虚空虚，尽多荒凉，因为这话是神说的。”
Verse 3, the land shall be entirely empty and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word.
为什么地会空虚荒凉呢？
How can a land be entirely empty and utterly plundered?
第五节说，
Verse 5 said,
是因为地上被其上的居民污秽了，因为他们犯了律法，废了律例，背了永约。
Verse 5 said, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant.
第六节说，所以地就被咒诅吞灭，住在其上的显为有罪，地上的居民被火焚烧，剩下人稀少。
Verse 6, therefore the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left.
所以你看到第二十四章会发现，这似乎在传讲神最后对普世性的大审判。
And this looks like it's the judgment over the entire land.
那是因为全地里面的居民啊，离开了神的法则，犯罪以后啊，就变得被污秽，所以整个地就被咒诅，然后被死亡吞灭。
Because everyone on the land has changed the ordinance, so that's why God has to exercise His judgment over them.
但是在这个大毁灭当中呢，看到一线希望。
But under this curse, we see a hope.
就是在最后的地方啊，到第二十一节的地方。
In verse 21,
第二十一节的地方，到那日，神要在高处惩罚高处的众军，在地上必惩罚地上的列王。
21, it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of exalted ones and on the earth the king of the earth.
这个惩罚高处的众军应该是指的在灵界的受造物里。
And this is talking about the spiritual creations.
然后包括也在地上的列王。
Including the earth, the kings of the earth.
所以不管是灵界的、物质界的，都要最后做到接受神的大审判。
And whether you are spiritual or you are created on the earth, you will receive the judgment.
那最后都要被聚集关在监牢里面，就是这个，这是永远的惩罚。
And all will gather as a prisoner as the eternal punishment.
但是在那个时候，第二十三节说
，Verse 23 said,
神要在锡安山作王
，And God will be the host on Mount Zion.
在耶路撒冷作王，在敬畏他的长老面前会有荣耀。
And he will be reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elder.
这就在说明，在这一个神的大审判当中，神最后一定要兴起他的教会。
And under the great punishment, before the great punishment, God will raise his church.
所以最后这个神的山啊，他的真教会啊，就会像一道光，让在这个黑暗的世界里面，让众人可以到这个山上来 躲避这个灾难。
And God's mountain, which has light on it, and it will shine and cause everybody to draw near to it.
那这个其实跟主耶稣后来讲福音的时候，他说传讲的信息是一致的。
And this is according to the gospel that he preached.
那主耶稣呢，他在马太福音二十四章的时候，他特别提到末后有一个大灾难来到。
And in Matthew chapter 24, he said, in the end day, there will be a punishment.
那这个大审判是空前绝后的。
And there's nothing like this judgment.
那是在这个大审判当中呢，他说福音要传给万民。
And in this judgment, the word of God will preach to all nations.
那只有在神的教会，在神的真教会里面，这些人可以被保存。
And only those in the church, true church will be kept.
也就是说，在神的教会里的人才可以得生命。
In another word, those who are in the true church will receive life.
所以这个就是神在末世的时候要兴起他的教会。来保存神所拣选剩下的民。
And God will raise his true church at the end time to protect his people.
那最后众人都要在这个锡安山上，神的圣山里来荣耀神。
And at the end, everyone will be on this Mount Zion to praise the Lord.
这是第二十四章里面他所传讲的，在这个黑暗当中，大审判里面，神所保留给他的选民的一道亮光。
And in this great punishment of God, God left a brink of light for the people to be saved.
指的就是他的教会。
And this is referring to his true church.
那接下来在第二十五章呢，在这个神的山上，神的真教会里面，神为人预备的这个属灵的救恩的大筵席。
And in chapter 25, on this mountain, God has prepared a great feast for his people.
这个时候，神是众人的神，是我们的神。
And this, now the God is everyone's God, is our God.
在这个山上，神的真教会里面，神摆上的是满髓的肥甘跟澄清的陈酒。
And what God has prepared on the table is the fine wine and the fattening.
第25章的六节，他提到了在这个筵席上面，神所为众人万民所准备的。
And in verse 6, you refer to what he had prepared on the table.
那在这个筵席当中，在神的做主人的这一个欢乐的场合里面，他说羞愧的事情，死亡的事情都被废去了。
And God is the feast, the master of the feast, and on the feast, all death has departed.
在这个神的山上，死亡已经被吞灭，直到永远。
And on this mountain, death has been devoured and destroyed.
神要擦洗个人的眼泪。
And God will wipe away all tears.
普天下人的羞辱也都要被除去了。
And all the rebuke of, all the shame of the people will be taken away.
所有的人在这个救恩的筵席里面都会大声的歌颂说，第九节说，看啊，这就是我们的神，我们素来等候他，他必来拯救我们。
And in this feast of salvation, it says in verse 9, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us.
我们必因为他的救恩欢喜快乐。
And because of his salvation, we will be glad and rejoice.
所以在这个神的山上，他的属灵的真教会里面，众人都可以因着神的救恩欢喜快乐。
And on this mountain or the true church of God, everyone will have joy.
每一个人都得到保足。
And everyone will be protected.
我们都能够得胜死亡。
Everyone will be, we will overcome death.
第十节说，神的手要按在这个山上。
And verse 10 says, his hand will lay on the mountain.
表示说，神的灵在这个里面运作。
So God's spirit will be working on this church.
因为这个山是属神的。
Because this mountain belongs to God.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
是他的圣殿，他立民的居所。
And it is his temple. It's where he dwells.
所以所有的骄傲诡诈的事情，在这个神的山上，神的家里都不能够存活。
And all the negative or sins cannot survive in this church.
所以神的手在这个山上，这个跟神敌对的这些仇敌都不能够存活，也没办法向神夸胜。
And when the hand is on this mountain, all the enemies cannot be victorious.
所以第25章12节说，神要让地上的这个城的坚固高台都拆毁、拆平，直到尘埃。
And in verse 12 of chapter 25 says, The fortress of the high fort of your wall, he will bring down, lay low.
这个在强调在教会里面神为我们所预备的救恩。
And this is the salvation that God has prepared in the church for us.
然后到了第26章。
And in chapter 26.
它是来描述神所建立这个坚固的城。
And it talked about the fortified city or the wall of the city.
这个坚固的城里面，就是这个神属神的这个圣城里，
And within this holy city of God,
这里面的人应该要有什么样的生命特质？
And what kind of characteristic everyone should have?
那神要怎么样来保守，要来照顾属他的人？
And how God keep and protect His people?
因为在这个神的国度里面，众人都要看到神的荣耀。
In the nation of God, everyone will see the glory of God.
那这里每个人都是求告神的名。
And everyone exalt the name of the Lord.
这里的人都是义人。
And everyone is righteous.
所走的路就是正直的路，义人的道。
And they walk in the way of the righteousness.
我们在神面前，在这个神的国度里面，都得到神的保守。
And in this kingdom of God, everyone received the protection of God.
在这个神的城里面，坚固的城里面，众人都得胜死亡。
And in this fortified city, everyone can conquer death.
所以二十六章的第十九节说，死人都要复活，尸首都要兴起，每一个人睡在尘埃中的每一个人都要兴起歌唱。
And in chapter 26, verse 19 says, "Your dead shall live; together with my dead body, they shall arise."
所以就是说，最后你看，我们在这个神的城里面，每一个人都有复活的盼望。
And in the city of God, everyone have the hope to resurrect.
这个是。这个叫做神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
他在描述神所为人所预备末世的救恩，到底在神的山上、神的教会里面，应该是要怎么样的一个表现
？This is the preparation of the salvation of God and how the people in this nation should act.
然后到第二十七章
，In chapter 27,
他要具体的说明神怎么样来保护、看守他这个城。
And he talked about realistically how God protected this city.
他怎么样最后召集所有的属他的百姓，从世界各地都能够聚集在他的教会里。
And how God has gathered all nations to gather in His church.
然后因为这个城是属他的
，because this city belonged to Him.
所以神昼夜看顾
，so God keep it day and night.
他用尽所有的方法要让这个城能够得到。这个里面的人得到兴旺，生命得到保守。
And he does everything possible to keep everyone safe in the city.
第二十七章呢，他在提到了神在看顾属他的葡萄园。
And in 27, it described how God looked over his vineyard.
那我们先来看第二十七章。
Let's look at chapter 27.
二十七章这一章，其实就让我们看到一个神如何照顾。也如果把他里面的这个葡萄园里面的罪孽除掉的作为
，and God showed us how He protected the vineyard and how He took away the sins of in this vineyard.
我们现在看第二十七章的第二节
27:2.
当那日有初酒的葡萄园，你们要指这个园唱歌说
，verse 2. In that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine.
第三节，我主神是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
Verse 3, I, the Lord, keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day.
第四节说，我心中不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘及你与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧。
Verse 4, fury is not in me.Who would set briars and thorns and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together.
第五节说，不然让他持住我的能力，使他与我和好，愿他与我和好。
Verse 5, or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he should make peace with me.
第六节说，将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。
Verse 6, those who Come, he should cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruits.
这一段呢，在预告将来众人要来一同歌颂葡萄园的这一首美好的诗歌。
And this section prefigures the song that people sing when they see the vineyard.
这个葡萄园是属神的。
This vineyard belonged to God.
其实在讲神的国度。
This is the kingdom of God.
在当时候，他在预告。神要保守他的属灵他的选民的国度以色列国度
and is prefiguring his people people of Israel
但是我们今天看到这一段我们看到神在看守他的教会
and we also see that God keeps look over his church
因为这个葡萄园在圣经里面就是属神的属神的选民所聚集起来的是神特别栽种的
and this vineyard is taken care of by God and which means composed of his people.
所以以赛亚书第五章我们所查考过的，你就回头去看，你就看到这个葡萄园就是神所栽种的以色列的国度。
And in chapter 5, we can see that this vineyard is the kingdom of God.
这里神特别说，当那日，这个众人呢，你们都要来指着这个初酒的葡萄园来唱歌。
And everyone will come to this first fruit, first grapevine and sing.
那表示说，这个葡萄园现在已经不一样了。
This vineyard is different now.
在第五章所讲到的葡萄园是神特别栽种。期望他结出好葡萄，然后你知道他说结了野葡萄，让神非常的伤心失望。
And in chapter 5, God planted the vineyard, hoping that they would produce good grape, God did not know that they produced bad grapes.
但是第二到二十七章这里的葡萄园，经过神的这些一切的作为之后，现在这个葡萄园已经不一样了。
And in chapter 27, after everything that went through, this vineyard is different now.
在末日，在当那日，就是当神的选民得胜的时候。
And in that day or the end day, when the people of when His people receive victory.
所以众人都要一起来歌颂。
And everyone will sing to her.
他说，神是看守葡萄园的。
And God looks over the vineyard.
表示说，神他悉心照顾属他的这个国度，他的选民。
So God takes good care of His kingdom, of His people.
他昼夜看顾，时刻浇灌。
And he water it every moment and keep it night and day.
他把在有可能对他造成损害的所有的部分都把它除去了。
Anything that could hurt it, he would take away.
然后他又提到说，他对那些仇敌要来破坏的仇敌，他心里面他说他心里面是很勇敢的，要跟这个仇敌对抗的。
And to the enemy that would come and destroy this vineyard, he would go against them.
虽然这个葡萄园里面可能不完全，但是神第四节他说他心里面不再存愤怒了。
Even though the vineyard may not be perfect, but in verse 4, God said, "Fury is not in me."
他目的他知道为什么会有这些不完美的事情发生了。
And he knows what caused these imperfection.
这是有恶者在这个葡萄园里面放下了荆棘蒺藜。
Because the evil one has set briars and thorns in this vineyard.
所以神他说他要除灭这个仇敌。
So God said he will go against the enemy.
那最好仇敌能够主动跟神求和，不然一定被消灭。
And it's better that the enemy will come in peace, or they will be destroyed.
所以其实在第二十一章第一节到第六节里面，神已经预告了他将来要为他的这个国度里面做什么事。
And so in verses 1 through 6, he prefigured what God will do to the vineyard.
到最后，神一定要除灭所有的恶者。
And God, at the end, will destroy all the evil ones.
也就是说，对他的葡萄园、对他的属灵的国度有伤害的这些所有的恶势力，不管是从人间的、从那个灵界的，神都要把它消灭。
Anything that could be harmful spiritually or physically to this vineyard, God will take away.
所以第二十一章第一节，他就说到那日，他说神用他刚硬有力的大刀要刑罚恶意。
So in verse 1 of chapter 27 it says, In that day the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish the vegan, the fleeting serpent.
那这个就是那个恶意，其实就是里面海中的大海怪。
And this is the big serpent under the sea.
那这个他说这个恶意就是那个快行的蛇。
And this is the twisted serpent.
再讲一次，要刑罚恶意就是那曲行的蛇。
And he will punish the twisted serpent.
好，然后再说又要杀海中的大鱼。
And he will take away or slay the reptile in the sea.
表示说，当时候你看到那日以后，神说他要刑罚三种东西啊。
And in that day, God will punish three things.
你看，第一个就是那个快行的蛇。
And the first one is the great and strong serpent.
第二个是那个曲形的蛇。
The second is the twisted serpent.
第三个就是海中的大鱼。
And the third one is the reptile in the sea.
那其实他这个都在讲这个都是在海里面的那些海怪啊。
And these are the monsters under the sea.
那就历史上来说
，historical speaking，
他们说那个第一个那个鳄鱼，形容那个鳄鱼就是那快形的蛇，就是当时候的亚述帝国。
And the fleeting serpent at the time is the kingdom of Assyria.
那第二个刑罚鳄鱼就是那曲形的蛇，就是指的巴比伦帝国。
And the twisted serpent refers to the kingdom of Babylon.
那海中的大鱼指的就是埃及。
And the reptile under the sea is Egypt.
那表示说，在历史上来说，神真的为他的选民一一的除去了这些 对选民造成很大伤害这些列邦的势力。
And historical speaking, God has protected them over those three strong nations.
但是其实这些都代表这个敌对神选民的邪灵的工作。
And this is the evil spirit that is going against the people of God.
所以我们当看到这个快行的蛇，这个就是圣经里面启示录所说的蛊蛇，其实指的就是撒旦魔鬼。
And fleeing serpent means the serpent, the devil.
所以当到末日的时候，神必定要除灭一切的恶者。
And at the end day, God will destroy all the evil ones.
然后神要悉心的照顾属他的葡萄园。
And God will carefully take care of His vineyard.
那神对他的葡萄园的仇敌呢？他发出一个警告。
And to the enemy that he gave a warning.
所以我们现在如果看第四节
，Let's look at verse four.
当我们在读的时候，我们有时候不太明白。
Sometimes when we read this verse, we do not understand it completely.
他说：“我心中不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘蒺藜与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧。”
Verse four, fury is not in me. Who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together.
那表示说，这个荆棘蒺藜其实它是一个工具，是恶者要来阻碍破坏神的葡萄园的工具。
And briars and thorns are merely tools that the evil one used to destroy the vineyard.
神他说他要勇往直前的把它除去了。
I will go through them and destroy them.
用烈火把它焚烧净尽。
I will use fire to burn them together.
那表示说神的作为是这样子。
This is the act of God.
第五节
in verse five.
他说或者我们中文说不然，让他持住我的能力，使他跟我和好，愿他与我和好。
In verse five, or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me.
那表示我们在读英文跟中文的时候，我们就会发现意思不太一样。
And when we read the English and Chinese version, they have different meanings.
那其实如果从整个上下文来看，中文第五节可以这样翻译的。
And if we look at the verse before and the verse after, you can understand it this way.
也就是说，神他要勇往直前的把这些荆棘蒺藜是把这些恶者的作为把它焚烧。
God will burn away the briars and thorns.
除非他们愿意来抓住我做他们的避难所。
Unless they're willing to take hold of my strength and be my refuge.
然后跟我和好。
To make peace with me.
然后我希望我但愿他们跟我和好。
And I wish and I hope that they can make peace with me.
也就是说，神给这个恶者一个机会。
So that means God is giving this evil one a chance.
你如果愿意屈服在神面前
，If you're willing to bow in front of me,
保守能够知道神的心意，来看守他的葡萄园。
To know my heart, to keep the vineyard.
他说，不然就要把它消灭。
Unless you can do that, or I will destroy you.
所以神对待仇敌的方式，其实希望说你最好来跟我求和。
This is how God deal with the enemy. I wish that you can make peace with me.
表示没有恶者在神面前可以站立得住的。
No evil one can stand firm in front of God.
然后到第六节
，in verse six，
那神对他的葡萄园有一个期待。
And God has an expectation to the vineyard.
这个期待就是他要能够扎根，要发芽开花。
And his expectation is for the vineyard to take root and bear fruit.
然后最后，它的果实能够充满世界。
And his fruit can can produce all over the world.
所以神他的这个作为，他的期待，到最后一定会实现。
God's expectation will be fulfilled at the end.
那这个也就是为什么所有的众人，他到能够最后指着这个葡萄园来唱歌歌颂神。
That's why at the end, all people can point to this vineyard and sing.
这就是第一段它的主要的信息。
This is the message in this first section.
然后接下来从第七节开始
，and from verse seven on，
一直到第十一节
，until verse 11，
那就要讲这个神对这个葡萄园的爱是怎么呈现出来的。
And God shows how He loved this vineyard.
神特别说，他说这个葡萄园是我的，我是看守葡萄园的。
And He said, "I am the keeper of the vineyard."
他是亲自在看守葡萄园的人，因为葡萄园是属他的。
And I'm the sole keeper of this vineyard because it belonged to me.
那既然是属他的，那这个葡萄园，他在这个不完美当过程当中，神要让它变得完美。
Since this is vineyard, even though it's imperfect, but God will make it perfect.
那他所施行的手段， 其实跟仇敌来对待这个葡萄园的方式不一样。
And how he dealt with taking care of the vineyard is very different from how the enemy would like to take care of the vineyard.
神对待属他的百姓跟对待他的仇敌也不一样。
And God dealt with his people is very different from how he dealt with his enemy.
所以第二段第七节到第十一节在讲神对他的百姓的爱。
And from verses 7 through 11, it describes how much love God has for his people.
这个爱就是第一个，他先要击打，要施给管教。
And the first thing he does is he will strike and punish or teach his people.
要让他们最后被掳到异邦去。
And they will be taken away to foreign nations.
借这个方式让他们除掉这个拜偶像，然后拜虚神的这个很错误的罪。
Through this method, he took away the idol worshiping of the people.
那为什么他们会落到这个地步？就是因为他们无知。
And how did they become this way? Because they were ignorant.
如果他们能够了解神的心意，他们就不需要经过这个被管教的过程。
And if they could understand the heart of God, then they can avoid this punishment.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
主击打他们，岂像击打那些击打他们的人吗？他们被杀戮。岂像被他们所杀戮的吗？
Verse 7. Has he struck Israel as he struck those who struck him? Or has he been slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him?
主击打他们表示主击打他的百姓。
When God struck him, that means God struck his people.
岂像击打那些击打他们的人吗？就是神击打那些来攻击百姓的这些列国的方式是不一样的。
And his method of striking his people is totally different from how he strike the enemy.
因为神击打他的百姓，目的是要管教，不是要毁灭。
And when God strike his people, he wants to teach them, not to destroy them.
当神要来去击打这些列邦的时候，神就是要来执行他的公义，这是神是以审判者的角色。来执行公义的。
And when God strikes his people, God is exercising his judgment over them.
但是神击打百姓是用父亲的角色来管教。
And when God strikes his people, God strikes it as like a father to his son.
那既然是像父亲在管教儿女一样，第八节就说：“你打发他们去，是像鸡蚁与他们相争。”刮东风的日子，就用暴风将他们逐去。
We say, in measure, by sending it away, you contended with it. He removed it by his rough wind in the day of the east wind.
表示说神他在适当的时机施行他所要执行的管教。
And at the right time, God will exercise his judgment.
神他不是要毁灭的。
God does not want to destroy his people.
所以你看这个第八节啊，我们如果用另外一个翻译本，它是这样翻译的。
And in verse 8, if we look at another translation,
因为第七节是一个问号嘛。
Because verse 7 ends in a question mark.
所以第八节说不是，神不是击打他们像击打那个他的敌人一样的。
So in verse 8, no, God is not striking his people like he strikes his enemies.
他说你只是渐渐的借着他们被掳跟他们相争。渐渐的借着他们被掳去跟他们相争。
Is slowly contend with them by sending them away.
就是说神是你看那个仇敌在攻打他的选民的时候是逐渐一步一步的哦，逐渐那个程度越来越深，然后换得越来越广。
And when the enemy come and strike his people, it slowly goes farther and farther.
啊，神跟他们相争，表示说神好像一个检察官一样，在控诉他们你们的错误，然后神就用他的手段要让他们回转改变。
And God is like policeman telling them what they're doing wrong and slowly ask them back.
然后他说在吹东风的日子你就用暴风将他们刮去了。
And in the day of the east wind, he will remove it by his rough wind.
表示是神是趁这个机会，趁这个时机，刮东风的时候就让他们被刮走吧。
And God is using this opportunity as the east wind to blow them away.
那表示说其实神真的是知道说什么时候做什么事情对百姓是最有效的。
And God knows when to do what to his people to be the most effective.
这个表示说神在他的严厉当中他显出他的慈爱。
And in the judgment of God, God is showing his love.
神永远都是手下留情的。
And God always give you a chance.
所以神是一个有恩慈有怜悯的神。
And God is a merciful God.
今天我们的神不是那种很严厉啊，然后死板板的神。
And God today is not a stern God.
今天如果神是很严厉的对待每一个人，我们没有一个人能够存留。
If God dealt with everyone severely, then no one can survive.
所以我们一定要记住，神他是公义又慈爱的。
So we have to remember God is just and also merciful.
他是充满怜悯，他是充满爱的。
He is full of mercy and full of love.
他的目的就是要让每一个人回转。
And his goal is to ask everyone to return to him.
所以当我们做错事，如果我们愿意改变，我们愿意悔改我们过去的错的那个行为。
And if we make a mistake and we are willing to repent.
我们心里面真的忧伤痛悔。
And we are sorrowful in our hearts.
那神要再一次的接纳我们。
Then God will accept us again.
因为当我们学习到神的公义，我们知道神他的圣洁，我们愿意改变，神就要再一次让我们回到他的怀抱。
When we learn the righteousness of God, we know His holiness, and we are willing to repent. Then God will accept us again.
这个就是神的特质跟人不一样的。
And this is a special characteristic of God that's different from us.
律法里面就是很死板、很严格的。
And the law is very stern.
但是在神的慈爱里面，永远都是有机会的。
But under the love of God, we always have a hope.
所以我们的神他是一个怜悯又公义的神。
So God is a merciful.And a just God.
所以目的管教的目的在哪里
？And the purpose of the teaching is what?
看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
所以雅各的罪孽得赦免，他的罪恶得除掉的果效全在乎此，就是他叫祭坛的石头变为打碎的灰石，以致木偶和日像不再立起。
Verse 9. Therefore, by this iniquity of Jacob will be covered.And this is all the fruit of taking away his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stone that are beaten to dust, when wooden images and incense altar do not stand up.
神借着百姓被掳，让他们可以除掉拜偶像的罪孽。
Through the exile of God, the sin has been taken away.
也就是说，他们这个罪性跟罪行可以真的不再重复了。
So the act of the sin will be taken away.
他的罪过得除掉的果效在乎此，就是在于神的管教，也因此他们可以弃绝偶像。
And the iniquity will be covered. That means they can take away the idol worshiping.
所以你看，他说他的罪过得以除掉的果效就是什么？他叫祭坛的石头变成打碎的灰石。表示把那个祭坛，那个拜偶像的祭坛全然拆毁了。
And the altar will be completely destroyed, like it's described when he makes all the stone of the altar like chalk stone that are beaten to dust.
那所以，既然没有这些拜偶像的这些祭坛的这些秋坛的，那么这个木偶跟这个日像就不会再立起，没有偶像了。
And without the images and the incense altar will not stand up.
啊，就是这个就是神管教的目的。
This is the purpose of God's teaching.
那神。他的百姓，他们是被引诱，然后去敬拜偶像去了。
And the people were led away to worship idols.
所以他们辜负了神的恩典。
And they forget the blessings of God.
现在神让他们受刑罚，被掳去，就是为了要炼尽他们的杂质，让他们再一次成为神所喜悦的选民。
So they were led away and punished, so they could learn their lesson and come back to God.
那到第十节
，in verse ten，
这在讲。为什么一个本来神所喜爱的坚固城，神所宝贵的那个葡萄园，最后为什么会有这个下场
？And verse ten describe how the fortified city or the vineyard of God can end up this way.
第十节说，因为坚固城变成凄凉，成了撇下离弃的居所，像旷野一样，牛犊必在那里吃草，在那里躺卧，并吃尽其中的树枝。
Verse ten, yet the fortified city will be desolate, the habitation forsaken.And left like the wilderness. There the calf will feed, and there it will lie down and consume its branches.
第十一节说，枝条枯干了，必被折断；妇女要来点火烧着，因为这百姓蒙昧无知，所以创造他们的，必不连续他们；造成他们的，也不施恩给他们。
Verse 11: When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off. The women come and set them on fire.For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor.
第十节、十一节这两节在讲一个坚固属神的城，因着罪的缘故，最后变成凄凉了。
And in verses 10 and 11, describe how a fortified city ended up desolate.
那这个就是因为无知的结果。
Because they were ignorant.
那因为无知，所以最后就不蒙恩惠，不蒙怜恤了。
Because they were ignorant, so they received no mercy.
因为他们忘记了造他们的主。
And because they forget the God who created them.
他们没有把神应该得到的敬拜给他，反而去崇拜了这些不是神的偶像。
Because they did not give the worship that God deserved. Instead, they worshiped the idol.
既然是崇拜偶像，他当然那生活就不会照着神的旨意来过日子了。
Because they worship idols, so they do not live their life according to the will of God.
所以他们的生活就远远的偏离了神的旨意，神所设定的法则。
So their life went astray away from God's command.
就是因为这样子，所以招致了神的管教。
Because of that, they received the punishment of God.
神要，但是神其实要他们回转的。
God wanted them to return to Him.
那这个就是在讲当时候神的选民他们的历史的事实。
This is describing the people and their history.
就是他们当时真的是这样生活的。
And they actually live that way.
但也告诉我们，今天我们属神的百姓，我们应该要避免重犯这样的错误。
And today, as His people, we must not commit the same mistake.
神对属他的这个国度的每一个人都很在意的。
And God cares for everyone of in His kingdom.
当然更在意属他的教会。
And of course, He cares a lot for the church.
所以这个他的葡萄园，他的教会绝对不能够容许罪恶的存在。
So His vineyard, His church cannot condone sins.
那如果我们没有去体会神的心意，那我们真的会遭受神的管教。
And if we can understand the heart of God, then He will punish us.
但是神的管教，他神并不会把它拆毁，并不会把它毁灭。
But God will not destroy us.
神最后还是要让他的教会能够回转，能够得到荣耀。
And God still wants His church to return and receive glory.
所以第十二节跟第十三节在强调，到末日的时候，神对他的教会的期待是什么？
And from verses 12 and 13, it describes what the expectation is.That God has for His church.
神的旨意在哪里？
And what is the word of God?
第十二节，
In verse 12,
以色列人啊，到那日，神必从大河直到埃及小河，将你们一一的收集，如同人打树拾果一样。
Verse 12, and it should come to pass in that day that the Lord will thresh from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel.
第十三节，
13,
当那日。必大发脚声，在亚述地将要灭亡的，并在埃及地被赶散的，都要来。他们就在耶路撒冷圣山上敬拜神。
Verse 13. So it should be in that day that the great trumpet will be blown. They will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem.
这里就看到神对他的国度的。旨意跟期待。
And this is the expectation and the word of God for His church.
当神的国度复兴完成以后，他会有的表现。
And when His kingdom is restored, this is the scene.
神要亲自一一的将他的百姓从各处招来。
One by one, He will gather His people to Him.
他这些剩下的都剩下的百姓了。
And the remaining or the remnant.
然后第十二节说他要大发脚声。
And Verse 13 says he will blow the trumpet loudly.
他要大声的宣告这个信息。
And he will proclaim the message.
从亚述地、从埃及地被掳、被赶散的、将要灭亡的，通通的把他们召集进来。
Those who were captured to Assyria and Egypt will be gathered back to him.
然后众百姓一起聚集在神的圣山，就是他的圣城耶路撒冷来敬拜他。
And all the chosen people will be gathered on the Mount of Jerusalem to worship him.
那这两节圣经。在历史上，他预言犹太人要复国的一个预言。
And this is a prefiguration of the Jews at the end time.
但是也在预言属灵的国度在末后的日子，神要召聚蒙拣选的众罪人一起到他的教会来敬拜神。
And also prefigure at the end time all the sinners of his people, all his people will be gathered to his church.
所以你看他这里在讲，他们就要在耶路撒冷的圣山上圣山上来敬拜神。
And in 13 it says, and they should worship in the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem.
那这个耶路撒冷就是新耶路撒冷，在天上的耶路撒冷。
And this is the new Jerusalem in heaven.
是神的圣山。
And this is the holy mount of God.
是属灵的真教会，是 是在天上属灵的。
It's a spiritual heavenly church.
那在这里，众人都是因着主耶稣基督的福音，他的救恩聚集在这里来敬拜神的。
And all the people gather because of the salvation and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们就看到了末后真教会一个荣耀的景况。
And this is a glorious scene at the end time of our church.
那这个预言在以赛亚书里面其实一再重复的出现。
And this prophecy.Happen again and again in the book of Isaiah.
你在从以赛亚书一直从第一章一直读到第二十七章的时候，你看到这一个预言不断重复的在我们的眼前出现了。
And from chapters 1 through 27, we see again and again this prophecy.
这表示是神的旨意不会改变的。
This is the word of God. It will not be changed.
神对教会既然有这样的期待。
And since God has this expectation,
那他当然有他的方法要来看守他，要来照顾他。
Then of course He has His way to protect it.
所以我们如果从这一章里面再具体的去看神到底怎么样去看顾他的这个他的国度他的这个葡萄园呢他的教会呢
so realistically how God protects or treats his vineyard or his church
我们今天在教会里面我们一定要了解一个事实
and when we're in the church we have to understand a fact
我们的教会是属神的
our church belongs to God
是神亲自建立的
God established it himself
所以第三节说我神是看守葡萄园的
So in verse 3 says, I, the Lord, keep it.
所以既然教会是神的家
Because the church is the house of God.
主耶稣基督他就是主人
So Jesus is our master.
所以不管什么事情都要认清这一个事实
So no matter what happened, we have to know this fact.
教会不管发生什么事情神都在看顾
No matter what happened in the church, God is looking after it.
因为这是属他的
Because this church belongs to
him. 如果我们知道神在看顾的
Because if we know God is looking after the church, then we don't have to worry about it.
有时候我们会担心说，如果没有怎么样，就会怎么样。
Sometimes we worry if we don't do something, then something will happen.
但其实神他日夜在看顾。
But we have to know God is looking after it night and day.
他绝对不会让他的葡萄园轻毁的。
God will not let anything hurt it.
那我们只要能够抓住神给我们的原则。
If we can grab the principle of God,
把神告诉我们要遵守的去做就对了。
And we do whatever God tells us to do.
然后神。这里第三节特别说，我必时刻浇灌。
And in verse 3 it says, I keep it night and day.
这个时刻浇灌。
Oh, I water it every moment.
你如果看英文就知道 ，every moment 是什么时候、随时，神都在看顾。
And every moment means every second, God is looking after.
这个时刻，如果你看这个英文字本身，它就是眨眼之间、转眼之间，每一个转眼、每一个时刻，神都在。都在照顾他。
And every moment means every time, the every second.
表示说神时时刻刻都在关心他的教会。
So every second, God is looking after His church.
而且他的关心一定是适时适量，不会不足，也不会太超过。
And His care is perfect. It's not overly protective and not underly protective.
浇灌他所需要的雨水来滋润他。
And you water it just enough.
所以神不会把那个。浇水浇太多，浇到让它淹死。
And God will not water it too much and cause it to die.
也不会把它忘记浇水说，说啊太久没有浇水，所以干掉了。
Or forget to water it and it withered away.
不会，神他照顾是时刻浇灌。
This will never happen because He's watching it every moment.
那用什么浇灌我们
？And what does He use to water us?
看箴言啊，生命记三十二章，生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
三十二章，生命记第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2.
三十二章第二节说
，verse 2.
我的教训要淋漓如雨，我的言语要滴落如露，如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。
Verse 2, let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as shower on the grass.
你就看到神他用他的真理他的话语来浇灌我们。
God uses truth or his teaching to water us.
像甘霖降在菜蔬当中。
And like the raindrop on the tender herb.
让这个菜蔬真的能够欣欣向荣。
So all the grass will be prosperous.
今天神在他的教会里面，他一定为我们准备属灵的粮食，让我们得饱足。
And God in His church will prepare spiritual food for us to be full.
今天神按时按时候按我们的需要，给我们适当的我们 属灵的粮食。
And according to our need, He gives us what we need.
只要我们愿意读圣经的，我们一定可以从神的话语里面得到滋润。
If we're willing to read the Bible, then we will be nourished in the truth.
啊，所以神用真理浇灌我们。
So God water us with the truth.
我们看回来以赛亚书三十三章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 33.
以赛亚书三十三章。
Chapter 33.
看第十五节。
3 verse 15.
三十啊，对不起，三十二章十五节。
Excuse me, chapter 32, verse 15.
三十二章十五节说：“等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变成肥田，啊，肥田看如树林。”
Chapter 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
神用圣灵来浇灌我们。
And God used His Spirit to pour upon us.
让我们的心灵。我们的心田能够真的 很丰盛很茂密的像树林一样
So our, the field of our heart can be prosperous like the field
那在以赛亚的那个时代是一个预言
This is a prefiguration
也是一个应许
And it's a promise
但是到主耶稣来的时候我们就看到这个圣灵浇灌的实现
And when Jesus comes again we can see the actual the pouring of the Holy Spirit
我们现在看提多书第三章
Let's look at Titus chapter 3
提多书第三章
Let's look at Titus chapter 3
第六节
Verse 6
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的
Verse 6 Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior
第七节
Verse 7
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世
7 That having been justified by his grace we should overcome err according to the hope of eternal life
神用圣灵浇灌他的教会
God used his spirit to pour on his church
让他的属他的门徒都能够因着有信心得到力量
So all the believer through faith will receive power
因着圣灵所给的力量我们可以行出真理就能够结出果子
Through the power of the Holy Spirit then we can bear fruit
那我们的身上就充满神的恩典
Then we will be full of the grace of God in our body
我们在神面前成为义人
In front of God we will be righteous
我们可以因着圣灵给我们的这个应许这个证据然后成为永生的后世我们是将来有盼望的
Through the promise of the Holy Spirit we will be heir according to the eternal life
所以神用圣灵真理时刻来浇灌我们让我们心灵得饱足
So God uses His Spirit and His Word to constantly shower upon us
让我们的生命得丰盛
So our life will be fulfilled
然后神说他是昼夜看守的
And God look over us night and day
他看顾我们他不打盹不睡觉
And God does not sleep or nod away
所以我们的神、啊、真的是非常殷勤的神
So we know that God works very diligently
他看顾我们他不愿我们任何一个时间受到伤害
And he look over us He does not want us to be hurt
所以他的眼就盯着我们看
And he always look upon us
做父母亲的有时候照顾孩子还有疏忽的时候
And sometimes as a parent Sometimes we would make a mistake
有时候你一眨眼之间 你转头可能就发生什么不幸的事情
Sometimes when you turn your head away from your children Something bad will happen
但是我们的神看过我们绝对不会让这个事情发生
But this is not how God look at us He will keep us away from harm
我们看诗篇121篇
Let's look at Psalms chapter 121
121篇
Psalm 121
第二节
Verse 2
我的帮助从造天地的神而来
Verse 2My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
第三节，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。
He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
第四节
Verse 4,
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
第五节
Verse 5,
保护你的是神，神在你右边，荫庇你。
Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper.The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
第六节
Verse 6,
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
Verse 6, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
第七节
Verse 7,
神要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul.
第八节
Verse 8,
你出你入，神要保护你从今时直到永远。
Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve you. You're going out and you're coming in. from this time forth and even forevermore.
我们就看到说神他对他的葡萄有多么用心呢？
And this is how much God cared for the vineyard.
他随时都在照顾。
Every moment he is taking care of it.
他是我们的帮助的来源。
And he is the source of our help.
他要保护我们的手，保护我们的脚，免受伤害。
And he will protect our hand and feet from harm.
让我们出入都得平安。
When we go out or in, we will receive His
protection. 那么教会在做什么事情都能够得到神的眷顾保守。
No matter what we do in church, God will be protecting us.
因为神说他要做个看顾，免得有人来损害，来被损害了。
Because He wants to keep it night and day, lest anything would harm it.
所以其实你看，我们今天每一个人得保守，都是在神日夜看顾底下的结果。
So today, when we are protected, it is the result of God's protection.
你看主耶稣基督他这样子教我们祷告。
Jesus taught us how to pray.
你看，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以，其实神他对我们的眷顾是无时不刻的，而且是充充足足的。
And God takes care of us constantly and without any fault.
他对他的教会更是这样子。
And it is more so to His church.
所以，神昼夜看守属他的。
And God keep His church night and day.
那他作为看守的目的在哪里？他为什么要这样做？
And why does God want to do this?
要让他们能可以扎根，
so that they can take root.
可以开花结果，
so they can bear fruit.
看回来以赛亚书第二十七章，
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 27.
第二十七章，
chapter 27.
第六节，
verse 6.
将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。
And those who come, he should cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit.
神希望我们的教会真的是根扎得很深，在他的磐石上扎得很稳的。
God wants us to take deep root in His foundation.
也就是说，我们对主耶稣认识很深入。
So that means we understand Jesus Christ very well.
我们可以了解什么叫真理。
So we can understand truly what is the truth.
当这个末世这个异教之风在吹来吹去的时候，我们都不会动摇。
And in the end time, when there are many doctrines waving at us, we will not waver.
所以我们对真理，我们可以站得稳，我们不会被迷惑。
So under the truth, we will stand firm.
神要我们能够真的向下扎根。
And God wants to take deep root.
这是为什么我们一定要在我们的圣经的真理上下功夫。
And that's why we have to pay attention and take root in the truth.
如果我们没有下功夫，有时候我们听到一些道理，我们就觉得哎，很不错啊，也蛮好的啊。
And if we do not take root, sometimes we listen to other people's ideas, and we would think that is good.
但是不小心的时候，你可能就落入迷惑当中了。
But unknowingly, you will fall into their trap.
除非我们真的能够真的向下扎根。
Unless we can take deep root.
那我们必然可以向上结果。
Then we can be fruitful.
我们现在看以赛亚书三十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 37.
三十七章
，chapter 37,
三十一节
，verse 31.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah should again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这个就是神的期待。
And this is the expectation of God.
让他的葡萄园的每一棵树都能够开花结果。
So every plant in his vineyard will take root and bear fruit.
让他的这个果实哦，神的选民所结的果实充满世界。
And the fruit will bear and cover all the earth.
那这样子，神的葡萄园，神的国度就得到荣耀。
Then his vineyard or his kingdom will receive glory.
那这样子，我们本身就在完成神所给我们生命的意义。
Then we are accomplishing the meaning of life that God has entrusted to us.
我们在这当中一定可以欢喜歌唱。
And then we will sing and rejoice.
所以第二十七章以赛亚书呢，有人说这个叫做葡萄园之歌。
And some people describe Isaiah chapter 27 as the song of the vineyard.
这首歌充满的盼望。
This song is full of hope.
充满喜乐。
Full of joy.
也充满的从神来的荣耀。
And full of the glory of God.
愿我们都能够一起来歌颂，来唱这一首葡萄园之歌。
May we are able to sing the song of vineyard.
让我们的教会呢，真的能够增添国民，然后扩张世境。
And so our church can gain more people and also increase the border.
我们都能够成为蒙福的人。
So we can be all blessed people.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.